Time for 5 keys for the Jaguars against the Redskins on Thursday night. Final preseason edition, of course, brought to you all season long by our friends at Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. We'll start with Blake Bortles, right? Probably won't play against the Redskins. If he does, probably won't play very much. The story here is his preseason, he was very good. Looked better than he did at the end of last season, and that's exactly what we're talking about. A lot of reasons to be excited about number five and where he's at. Rashad Green appears to have won the punt return job. He played very well last week against Detroit in the slot. Looked like a dependable receiver. You want to see more of that, but in particular, the Jags are counting on him to get up the field with the punt return game. Tyler Shatley, you probably heard about him. He played a lot last week when Brandon Linder went down. He is likely to make the roster. Big, strong guy who's also played center this year, let alone guard. He can do a lot of things, and he's indicative of not only the depth at offensive line, but the competition this year. It appears they have as many as 10 guys who could legitimately make the roster. Chris Smith. Now we know we won't have Andre Branch around for a couple of weeks with the MCL. Last year, 3 sacks. Boy, they could really use 3 times that from Chris Smith, who had a really nice preseason and has practiced very well. Needs to translate what he does on the practice field to the game field for the Jaguars to have success on first and second down against top quarterbacks this year. And we'll end with Mike Bennett. Then the defensive line needs something to go its way. From early in the preseason where they lost their number one draft pick, Dante Fowler, to just this last week when Branch went down. This guy was a 6th-round pick, but a very good football player who's played better than expected against the run. The Jags need to see a pass rush from him. Thursday night isn't about winning. It's about staying healthy. That's 5 keys for this week.